Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, I'm going to tell you all about a major wrestling free agent who has held talks with Impact Wrestling.
Rhea Ripley lost the women's WWE tag team title over the weekend, and not in the way you might think.
Dolph Ziggler doesn't often think about dying in the ring, but he does when he's facing this guy.
And a major update on the future of the former Buddy Murphy. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Major free agent holding talks with Impact Wrestling. Who is it? It's Braun Strowman, or the former Braun Strowman, Adam Scher. Report here emerging from PW Insider's Mike Johnson, who notes that Scher was spied meeting with Impact Wrestling executive Scott D'Amore over the weekend. They were in Detroit in a hotel. It was the, I need to get the name of this correct because I'm an idiot, Motor City Comic Con event. So they were at the hotel, met in the bar, the restaurant or whatever. The meeting is said to have lasted a long time. And there's no word on whether or not Strowman, Scher, whatever you want to call Big Beefy Adam, has actually signed a contract with Impact yet, but the meeting clearly took place. Now, Johnson also notes in this report that Impact is trying to put together a bunch of surprises, or several surprises, for this weekend's event, Bound for Glory 2020. It's on Saturday. It's a big card.
New tag team champions, baby.
Yeah, they're getting a title shot in the first match. Christian Cage versus Josh Alexander. A bunch of other cool stuff as well lined up for that. No word on whether or not Scher will be one of those surprises. But you know, if these two guys are meeting, it's going to be easy for us to sit here and put two and two together and get 28 or something. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Not a massive surprise. He's been linked with Impact before, but he's been linked everywhere. He commented the other week that every promotion with free initials has been in touch with him. Impact doesn't have free initials, so that's another one to add to the list. But what do you reckon of this?
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, we reported a while back him suggesting he'd still like to do stuff with Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda. We've always said that that probably feels like the best place for him and for the former Braun Strowman as well, because, you know, I'm sure they'd do great things in AEW, but I just feel like Impact would be a great place for him to go and work. And I'm with Sig. I think he's going to end up back in WWE sooner than you might think. And a stop off, it's not the same as when they used to stop off in TNA. I feel like he could do some genuinely good work in Impact Wrestling, raise his stock back up, and then potentially come back to WWE. I can only imagine what it must be like trying to have a secret meeting with Braun Strowman, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, oh, there's Braun Strowman. What's he doing?
He's not exactly inconspicuous, is he, Braun Strowman?
I've got an exclusive as well, actually. My sources have told me that Strowman said a few things after meeting with this promoter, by the way. He said, I should probably give him his proper name, Scher said, how do you know that a promoter loves you so? It's in his kiss. So, there you go. It's a Scher reference for you.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on rapidly and talk about the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. They were lost at the weekend, but not in a match, Andy Murray. Well, one of them was.
One of them.
Because Rhea Ripley, unfortunately, lost one of her gear bags, which also had the title in it. She was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she reached out on social media on Sunday, on the 17th of October, on Andy Murray's birthday of all days. Happy belated birthday, brother. tweeting, lost gear bag, my mushers of Albuquerque. I know this is a stretch, but if any of you have seen a black travel suitcase around Office Boulevard and Montana Road, please hold on to it and let me know. It had all my gear in it, including my title. Cheers. What a nightmare this is.
This sucks. Yeah, this sucks. She's done another tweet. his heart saying, hey, if you see my stuff for sale, please let me know.
Yeah, oh man.
But it continues the theme of the past few years of wrestlers losing belts, doesn't it?
I hope it elevates the titles just like it did the AEW championship. Yeah,
Jericho really did a good job of making lemons. No, it's the other way around. Lemonade out of lemons.
That's an impressive feat, yeah. Making lemons out of lemonade.
Seriously impressive. Walter had the UK title stolen in 2019.
Imagine that. I'm sorry, Mr. Walter, I didn't mean it.
Give it back. It only resurfaced in April as well. So the person who took it obviously bricked themselves and thought, like, can't give it back now.
From WWE, you're probably thinking, come on, there's only 6 months till he has to defend that title on telly again.
Exactly. Come on, hurry up. but with Rhea, you'd imagine that WWE has plenty of replicas that they can use on TV. You hope it comes back around and everything else. And I'm sure the gear that she's lost has sentimental value as well, beyond anything monetary. So here's hoping the stuff comes up. But yeah, it's a weird day of stories on the news.
It reminds me of when we did a WCPW show in, I think it was London, and one of the champions basically dropped their title and ran down for a big schmoz at the end of the show. And I was just peeking out from behind the curtain. I thought, oh, wow, that's cool. That guy in the audience has got like a replica, I can't remember what it was, WCPW hardcore title. And I looked and went, oh, no, he's just picked that up from the ramp. Better make sure he didn't steal that. Jesus.
It's something else. People love stealing belts. We got a couple sitting here. Yeah. If you come here and try and steal them, we have a guard.
KNO, oh, come on.
He'll beat you up as well. Speaking of beating people up, Dolph Ziggler.
I love this story.
This is something else. Dolph Ziggler has done a new interview with Xenia. Did that on YouTube. It's a really good interview. Like, Dolph is a really interesting talk, very charismatic guy.
He's a comedian as well.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Xenia does a really good job with the interview. It's good stuff. But part of it is, like, they get to the topic of potentially, like, dying in the ring, which comes about naturally through conversation. It's not just like, hey, what do you think about death?
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah. It's towards the end of the interview, but Dolph has asked, is this something that crosses your mind often? Yeah. Dolph answered with the following. A lot of times, you don't. But maybe if you're in there with Goldberg, you think about it a lot more. Now, Dolph, of course, wrestled, got squashed by Goldberg at SummerSlam.
About 4 times, 2019.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was kind of a weird story as well, because Dolph just started bringing him up on TV, just going, hey, you know who sucks? Goldberg. and then Goldberg did show up and beat his ass. It was actually a lot of fun.
It was great. It was one of the last good Goldberg matches.
It really was. It really was, and it was 2 minutes long. That's probably why.
But Dolph bumped like crazy, beat him in 2 minutes, and then he kept getting up and going, is that all you got?
Yeah, I beat you up again, pal. Whether or not these are in kayfabe or shooty, who the heck knows? But Dolph did say earlier in the interview that he thinks of, like, the goodwill he's built up through 15 years in WWE. He's got the trust to just kind of do things and represent the company well and everything else. Goldberg, you know the story with Goldberg. Undertaker match, other matches where he's not been particularly good.
Cedric Alexander is going to have to be the one to take the jackhammer. That's why they've made it a no holds bollocks.
That'll
match.
Be it, won't it? And then Bobby Lashley can just hopefully.
I hope he beats him.
Hopefully,
and by Bob that I mean I hope Lashley beats Goldberg because I have no desire to see him beat Bobby Lashley.
Well,
and I suppose it has been a theme of this build, isn't it? Of him saying I'm going to kill Bobby Lashley. So if anything, Ziggler's just selling that show, which of course is taking place in Saudi Arabia, really well.
Yeah.
Yay. Looking forward to that on Thursday. We'll be doing a live stream for it, myself and Phil Chambers. Witnessing whatever happens.
It'll be a good show.
Yep. Well, we'll get to more of that actually in the Twitter questions. Let's conclude though by giving you an update on the former Buddy Murphy, now known of course as Buddy Matthews. He's on his way to New Japan. He is going to be taking part in the upcoming Battle in the Valley show in San Jose. Yes, it is going to be taking place on the 13th of November. There's a video that you may have seen Dinner Rounds on Twitter celebrating this fact and announcing it on the show at the weekend, the Strong Showdown event. Joins the likes of Jay White, Tomohiro Ishii, Juice Robinson, and Will Ospreay on the Battle in the Valley lineup. What a show that looks like.
Yeah, it's good to see Buddy Matthews making moves in pro wrestling.
Love that guy.
I think his non-compete expired at the end of August, so he's only worked a handful of independent dates so far, but it looks like he's branching out. He's been linked with Impact, he's been linked with AEW.
Yeah.
He's been linked everywhere because he's so much fun to watch. Like, why wouldn't you want that guy around? So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does next. I think of all the people who've been released by WWE, he's the guy I just want to see working everywhere the most. Just book all over the place, be a freelancer for a while. I think that'd be really cool, and looking forward to seeing what he does in New Japan in the USA.
Yeah, really mouth-watering prospect that, and like you say, got to agree with you, he should be working everywhere because he's so talented, so underrated, so underutilized, in my opinion, because I'd rather see him wrestle than have a relationship with Rey Mysterio's daughter. Let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, we want to get in touch with Eddie Zamahari. Starts us off saying, hey, gentlemen, with Crown Jewel happening this Thursday, do you think there will be an anti-climax thing happen on the show? I'd almost guarantee it, Eddie. Eddie suggests Shayna Baszler wins Queen of the Ring. Please. Charlotte's music hits. She challenges her and she beats Shayna to become the new Queen of the Ring. Yeah, that could happen. What do you reckon? What's going to be the anti-climactic thing on this show?
There's sort of precedent for that with like the 2-week trophy,
the piss trophy,
best in the world. Yeah, the piss mountain, prestigious
piss. Taker's piss trophy.
Yeah, so like these shows, like the lineup for this one theoretically looks good.
This is this the best Sony show lineup ever?
But it's not going to be good because the wrestlers go over there and work in like first gear. I don't think they even break into second, really, do they? And there's going to
be sweltering, I can only assume.
It's going to be very warm, probably. Not too familiar with the climate there this time of year, but you'd imagine so. What's going to happen that's really going to boil everyone's piss? Roman Reigns might get squashed by Brock Lesnar.
It's the
Paul Heyman special, isn't it? Like the 2-minute shock and awe, finisher, 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 you've lost. People will be fuming about that, and I can really see it happening.
I mean, it's a great story going into it. The thing they did on the Supersized SmackDown where it was like, which side is Paul Heyman on is fascinating.
Good stuff.
But Twitter is going to explode.
I can't wait.
If Roman Reigns gets squashed. And they did sort of lean on the whatever it is, like 411 days. I don't know what it is right now, but
a
long time that he's held this title for. And so in theory, they could hot potato it between the two of them a little bit just to drag out a few more matches. Because this has a big, big, big fight feel to it. And, you know, should be going down on something other than the Saudi show, in my opinion. I think it's going to be Xavier Woods failing to win King of the Ring because they're heartless bastards like that. Although, he'll probably not even win the bloody semi-final on Raw tonight, will he? It'll be Jinder. Jinder winning the whole thing because screw you from sincerely from WWE. But let us know your thoughts on the anticlimactic thing that's going to go down in Saudi on Thursday night. Andy gives us our second question today. Great question, this. Andy says, a good morning, gents. With Hangman most likely winning at Full Gear, should they have him kick out of the One Winged Angel or use it on Kenny for the win to keep it protected?
I have thought about this. I don't think he needs to kick out of the One-Winged Angel. Do we really feel that he needs that kind of rub when he's winning the title? It's been something we've predicted for a long time, and I've been on board with it and everything else, but like with him coming back and him heating up and then the promo this past week as well, I think we're at a point where Hangman doesn't need to kick out of it anymore. It's the most protective move in wrestling. It hasn't been kicked out of since Kota Ibushi did it, like 12 years ago or something like that. So I don't think he needs to do either of these things. I think the rub of winning the title will be just enough and we can use kicking out of the One-Winged Angel for someone else later down the line.
You know what? You've charmed me, right? I came into this thinking, kick out of the One-Winged Angel, win the title, bish, bash, bosh. But you might be right there, Andy, because if Kenny Omega has said in AEW, I want someone to kick out the One-Winged Angel, that's a thing in and of itself. It's a bit like, it didn't ruin it for me whatsoever, but I felt like you could have someone eliminate Brock from the Royal Rumble when he was in it and then win the Royal Rumble, and those could be two separate people.
There you go.
And you've got the person who's eliminated him and the person who's won the Royal Rumble, and they can both go into title matches on the WrestleMania show. In the end, they gave it both to Drew McIntyre and it worked great, and look at where he is today. But yeah, he could well say, you know what, the rub is, like you say, the rub is becoming world champion.
Yeah.
Give him that. And maybe down the line, either Hangman Page or someone else, anyone else.
Someone else get the rub.
Yeah, they not? Kick out of the
two rubs.
Angels.
Why not?
Two rubs for the price of one.
Two and rubs, one cup.
Enough about my weekend. Let's conclude with Hector Garcia III, who says, greetings from Chicago. Thinking of Adam Wilborn and his fascination with Ricky Starks. It's not just me, it's everyone here at
What
Culture. What wrestlers would be on the, he's an absolute piece, Mount Rushmore. Well, he's on there, obviously.
Yeah. Fandango is an absolute slab of manliness, isn't he?
Wardlow has to go on there. And Well, I literally have named that new tag team The Handsome Bastards. So maybe, yeah, Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza would have really to go on there. But I'd have to... I mean, my Mount Rushmore could just keep going. Yeah.
There's a lot of hunks.
There's not enough rock to chisel out the abs on some of these guys on Mount Rushmore. But let us know your absolute priest.
Absolute absolute
yes.
Peace.
Let us know them in the comments section below. We'll move on to today's. And finally, did you see this tweet over the weekend by one Maxwell Jacob Friedman, Andy Murray?
Don't think so.
It just says, FDR are the greatest luchadors in the history of professional wrestling.
That's something else.
He's casting out a little rod. Has he got any nibbles on there? Also, he got a great response, obviously off the back of it, but I also want to mention this. He got a response from a guy called Rich. Rich, why would you do this to your poor grandma, mate?
No, Rich.
He said, hey man, my grandma wants to take you out on a date, ? To which MJF replied, tell that old skank I'm not interested.
You did that to yourself, Rich.
Just what are you thinking, mate? Yourself. But yeah, never change, Maxwell. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. It's a day
busy
today.
Day for you,
it's
brother.
A busy old day. SmackDown, Rampage, Dynamite reviews all coming your way today. And of course, a preview ahead of this evening as well. Plus, let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray and wish him a belated happy birthday at...
You follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hip.
Yep.
Yep.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.